say, how would you greet a friend on December the 25th? What would you say to a friend who came to see you on December the 25th?
Christmas Eve.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, that very far.
Okay.
Would you ever use the word lug or tote or pack?
Tote.
Well now, would the word tote be used to refer to something that was real heavy or something that wasn't so heavy? Or would it matter?
It
wouldn't
matter.
Okay. What do you call a creature with a real hard shell that lives in water and it can draw its legs and its head and its tail up into its shell? Okay. And how about the same thing that lives on dry land?
Okay.
Do you have those around here? What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? Up here.
Like the chest.
Small flat-bottomed thing with oars that the person uses on a lake. You get in one of these and row across the lake.
A boat.
Uh-huh. Now, would you make a distinction between a boat that had a pointed front and a square front? Would you call them different things? Uh-huh.
Give.
Okay.
Peel.
Peel.
So that doesn't really have any kind of front that stands up out of the water. Okay. Have you ever heard of a boat called a bateau?
Bateau.
Bateau. Okay. Now, are those used around here? Or are those mostly used around the coast?
Well, they're
used here? Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Tail beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Beat him up.
Okay. Would you have another way of saying that that's a little more colorful? Okay. Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
left
leg. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, would you ever say he got down on his haunches or his hunkers or his knuckles or anything like that? Would say that. Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
stingy. Oh, I know.
Suppose a person is just sort of half dressed and just walking around, his clothes are just not looking neat at all. You might say that person really looks
tacky.
Okay. Now, could that apply to both a man and a woman? What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You might say she's really
dressed up.
Okay. And if you're talking about a man, you say he's really
sharp.
Okay. Well, could dressed up be used to refer to a man too? Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say she's certainly what for her age.